The All Blacks have their obligatory stop-off stateside this weekend on their way to Europe. FedEx Field, Washington, D.C. is the venue. Crowd may be up to 40,000. Sam Whitelock's your captain. Head coach of the Eagles, Gary Gold, is with us. Good morning.
Morning, Mike. Thanks for having us on the show.
Not at all. How are you feeling?
Apprehensive. Excited. All of the above. No, it's a wonderful occasion. Special occasion to be facing the All Blacks in our state capital. So, yeah, really exciting times.
How much buzz is there around it? How big a deal is rugby?
It's becoming a big deal. It certainly is becoming a big deal. I'd say within the USA rugby fraternity, it's quite a big deal. Lots of messages from loads of people around and quite a lot of people flying in from around the country, a whole bunch of alumni flying in from Seattle, California. So, this game's caused a big buzz. So, obviously, the All Blacks are very popular in the States, that's a reason why a lot of the alumni are following suit. But, it's a big deal, and it looks like we're going to get in excess of 50,000 people. So that's quite unheard of for one of our games.
Good to hear. Part of it is, of course, to promote the game, and they do that so well. How organised is American rugby these days? What's the quality of play in your assessment?
Getting a bit better. We're really tracking very, very well in 2018, 2019, and then unfortunately, like everybody else, we got hit with COVID, but it affected us a lot more, like basically in our pocket, and unfortunately we had to go through a stint during the COVID period where we had to apply for bankruptcy, and that set us back quite a lot because it meant obviously the team weren't able to assemble, we weren't able to play for over a year, and when we did get together in July this year, it was the first time since Rugby World Cup that we had actually been together in any way, shape or form, in any form of assembly. So it's been a tough time, so it's almost like having to recalibrate and reboot, and this year has been a difficult year, but a very productive year in terms of the fact that we've been able to get together again and spend time together. But I'm very excited about the future. The future is looking very, very bright. Obviously, with our Rugby World Cup application and to bid for a Rugby World Cup in the States, and the excitement of the fact that we only 2 years out from a Rugby World Cup, so there's a huge incentive for us to qualify for that. And again, between now and then, really take this team that have now been together for a couple of years and plus a few youngsters that we're blooding at the moment, and hopefully being able to fire a few shots at the next Rugby World Cup, certainly in the pool stages.
You got access to all your best players?
No. Unfortunately, this game doesn't fall into the window. So unfortunately, all of our best players have returned to Europe. So that's a bit of a setback, but in one setback is an opportunity, and it's an opportunity for the Major League Rugby clubs for the players that have played in Major League Rugby this year and are based in the States, to put their hand up and show how far the competition's come. But it'll be a really tough task for them. But and it would have been ideal to be able to play the ABs with all of our international players. We're probably missing about 8 or 9 at the moment, so that's not ideal. But still, it's the only date that we could accommodate the All Blacks on their way up to the Northern Hemisphere, up to Europe. So it's still a great occasion, and hopefully we can honour it and also honour Sean as well. In the day that we can put up a good display and really give All Blacks a bit of a run for their money.
Hope so. Gary, go well. Good luck. Gary Gold, who's the head coach of the rugby team, the Eagles. Elliot's got the call on ZB.